You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Wednesday, May 13th. I'm Alexandra Skaggs, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is $750 billion. That's the maximum amount of corporate bonds that the Federal Reserve can buy. Yesterday, the Fed started buying bond exchange-traded funds for the first time ever. Back in March, the central bank stemmed the market turmoil caused by the spread of coronavirus by announcing plans to step into bond markets to help companies raise money. Since then, bond markets have posted double-digit rallies. That includes risky high-yield bonds, even though the Fed isn't going to buy them directly. The Fed is allowed to buy ETFs that own those risky bonds, but most of its purchases will need to be higher quality bonds or ETFs. The next number up is 0.4%. That's how far prices fell for a key basket of consumer products in April from the month before. That's the steepest decline on record. Prices fell for clothing, used cars, and doctor's appointments, among other things. That's a problem, because consumer prices aren't supposed to fall at all. The coronavirus brought a lot of economic activity to a halt last month, and many chose to save, not spend. That drove down the cost of things like airfare and gasoline. The most important question is what direction prices go from here. If people keep cutting back on spending amid widespread job losses and continued uncertainty, that could push consumer prices even lower. But if demand picks up, we could see an increase in prices. One area where prices increased? Groceries. The price of eggs jumped 16% in April, and the price of chicken rose 6% as people sheltered in place and dined at home. Our last number is 30%. That's about how much Grubhub shares rallied on Tuesday. Trading in the stock was paused multiple times during the day after reports that ride-sharing service Uber was in talks about a potential merger with the food delivery app. Uber has its own food delivery service called Uber Eats, but the food delivery business is competitive, and Uber Eats lost $300 million last quarter. A merger between the two companies could ease that competition and make it easier for Uber Eats to turn a profit. Uber's stock was up 2.4% with the news Tuesday. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Wednesday, May 13th. I'm Alexandra Skaggs, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.